We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Bem-vindos, sweet viewers. Bem-vindos means welcome in Portuguese, a language spoken by about 240 million people around the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, Entelerán Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. En Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Norway donates $40 million US to Guyana for forest protection. In education news, new school buildings are inaugurated in northern Afghanistan. In veg news, Loving Hut in Australia receives a 5-star recognition. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 22nd, is Yemen's National Day, also called Unification Day, which observes the joining of the Yemen Arab Republic and the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen in 1990. Adjacent to Oman and Saudi Arabia in the Middle East, Yemen is a picturesque and mountainous country. Its Socotara Archipelago in the northwest Indian Ocean is rich in flora and fauna. Over 250 species of reef-building coral and 825 types of plants make their homes at this United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish the kind people of Yemen an uplifting Unification Day. Today is also International Day for Biological Diversity, proclaimed by the United Nations in 2000. It is an occasion to raise consciousness regarding the importance of supporting a variety of life on our planet. The 2011 theme is Forest Biodiversity. May this significant day increase our understanding and appreciation of our planet and the myriad species for whom Earth is a treasured home.
In news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. Recent data has revealed that Japan's economy declined even more than expected following the deadly March 11 disaster, with the recession that has emerged, disrupting production and prompting decreases in spending. Although cost has not been specifically identified as a factor in caring for animals, their situation has also become increasingly dire, especially within the 20-kilometer mandatory evacuation zone surrounding the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
As no one can regularly enter to feed them due to radiation concerns, the Japanese government announced plans to slaughter some 675,000 chickens and other domesticated farm animals in the region. In addition to the sad losses resulting from such actions, there are still thousands more animal companions, such as dogs, that are unaccounted for, many who have already died of starvation. Some groups, such as the U.S.-based Hachiko Coalition, have called for Prime Minister Khan's office to conduct an organized evacuation of both companion and farm animals.
Apart from the initial donation of $80,000, which combined with contributions from our association members totals over $172,000 for the Japan quake and tsunami victims, in response to the pressing need to save these innocent beings, Supreme Master Qinghai additionally donated $10,000 to the Coalition Headquarters for the Relief of Animals in Emergencies, or HRAE, comprising of four organizations: Japan Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, JSPCA, Japan Animal Welfare Society, Japan Pet Care Association, and Japan Veterinary Medical Association. Our association members went to speak with the chief of HRAE and chairman of JSPCA, Mr. Shiro Nakagawa, who spoke of their efforts.
で、そういうその心理的なケアっていうのをどうするかって非常に重要なので、そういうことをうちの団体の中にそういうプロが獣医さんもいるし、動物のケアを専門にしている人もいるし、あるいはそのトリミングを専門にしている人もいるということで、そういう人たちが混成チームを作ってですね、ケアをしていくという状況を今作っているわけです。
Along with Supreme Master Qinghai's donation, the association members presented the coalition with the Japanese edition of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as well as her DVDs.
In response, HRAE wished to present a letter of appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai.
いつも動物たちに温かいお心をお寄せいただきありがとうございます。この度の東日本大震災における動物救援活動につきまして、下記の言及を賜り、衷心より御礼を申し上げます。今なお多くの動物が救援を必要としている状況にあり、頂戴しましたご奉仕を有効に活用させていただき、ご期待に添えるようなお一層の努力を重ねてまいる所存でございます。今後ともどうぞ動物たちの良き理解者としてご協力を賜りますようお願い申し上げます。ありがとうございました。 緊急災害時動物救援本部本部長中川志郎。
Our deep appreciation, Coalition Headquarters, for the relief of animals in emergencies and all other concerned groups and individuals for your compassionate endeavors to help the vulnerable animals. As we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her thoughtful contribution and care. We pray for the protection of all Japanese residents, humans, and animals alike as we strive to alleviate such tragic events through our lifestyles of greater kindness.
Iceland volcano erupting. Shortly after a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck nearby, the Grímsvötn volcano, Iceland's most active, erupted on Saturday, May 21st, emitting a plume of smoke about 15 kilometers into the air. Located under the Vatnajökull Glacier in southeast Iceland, the volcano last erupted in 2004. Although this eruption appears stronger than the last, officials say it is not likely to disrupt air traffic in the same manner as the April 2010 activity of Eyjafjallajökull.Iceland's Isavia Airport Administration, meanwhile, imposed a flight ban of 220 kilometers around the area as the Icelandic Meteorological Office continues to monitor the situation. Our appreciation, Icelandic Meteorological Office and Isavia officials, for your precautionary measures. With heaven's grace, may such potential danger subside as humanity's more benevolent ways help ensure the stability of our ecosphere.
Damaged crops in Shandong province. Xinhua Net News Agency reports that more than 230,000 people were affected by gales and hailstorms in the eastern Chinese province, where crops were the most impacted, with damage to some 14,000 hectares of fields and 37 homes across five cities and counties. In the worst-hit city of Linjing, approximately 150,000 people were affected, with economic losses mainly in agriculture.Thankfully, no injuries or fatalities were reported.
Though saddened by the damage to people's livelihoods, we are relieved to hear of the safety of the citizens in Shandong province.
With heaven's grace, may such unfavorable weather events be eased as we strive for greater care of the earth and all her inhabitants.
Earthquakes and volcanic activity hit Mexico, Nicaragua, and Indonesia. In Guerrero, Mexico, the frequency of earthquakes has been on the rise with some 60 tremors registered thus far in the month of May. Among the most recent was a magnitude 4.3 quake on Monday, May 16th. In nearby Nicaragua, volcanic activity has been increasing with the Telica volcano registering 59 seismic shocks up to 4.0 in magnitude from May 9th to May 17th, followed by several powerful explosions and a massive cloud of gas and ash that was emitted on Tuesday.
With large amounts of sand that were also spewed onto nearby cities, residents from 16 nearby villages were evacuated as a precautionary measure. On Thursday, a magnitude 5.1 earthquake also shook eastern Indonesia as it struck in the Banda Sea, 189 kilometers southeast of Baobao, Sulawesi. Our appreciation for the proactive measures of officials in the affected regions to ensure people's protection. We pray that such potential dangers are curbed through humanity's eco-stabilizing actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need.May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
speak out. The calls for dignity and democracy continue to grow as people peacefully gather and join in marches to demand government reforms in nations that include Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Libya, Malaysia, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Egypt's Interior Ministry announced it has created a new department to communicate with human rights and civil society groups as part of an effort for the police to regain credibility by ensuring that citizens are treated with respect. Thousands of Egyptians also rallied on Friday, May 20th, calling for former President Hosni Mubarak and others in his government to be held accountable for their actions in courts of law.
U.S. President Barack Obama received international commendations for the Middle East policy he outlined on Thursday, which included Arab-Israeli peace to be gained through the creation of an independent Palestinian state based on Israel's pre-1967 borders, although Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met with President Obama on Friday, said that such a move would be indefensible. Other dignitaries joining in support included Israel's Kadima party leader, Zippy Livni, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd, Egypt's UN Ambassador Maged Abdelaziz, and the Diplomatic Quartet on the Middle East, comprising the European Union, United Nations, and Russia and Jordan.
Meanwhile, two Palestinian protesters were wounded on Friday and one was killed Saturday by Israeli soldiers during protest marches in Gaza, with an Israeli spokesperson saying they were shot when they came too close to the border fence.
Thousands of Jordanians marched in continued weekly protests calling for reforms that include an end to corruption and the removal of certain government officials.
In Syria, following Friday prayers, clashes during large rallies in multiple cities such as Homs, Daraz, Latakia, Idlib, and Deir ez-Zor resulted in at least 34 protester fatalities. Boys of ages 10 and 11 were among those reported killed, with an estimated 4,000 who have now fled to Lebanon to escape the violence in their homeland, some of whom have been detained by Lebanese officials. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees announced plans to help the Syrian refugees.
Hundreds of Bahrainis marched on Friday, calling for all those detained by the government in the crackdown on protests to be immediately released, as Saudi citizens marched in solidarity, saying that their government's troops should be withdrawn from Bahrain, while also calling for the release of fellow Saudis held in long-term detention without charge.
The U.S. military announced Friday that it would send non-lethal aid to Libyan revolutionaries, including tents and protective vests. After weeks of uncertainty about the fate of South African photojournalist Anton Hamerl, it was confirmed that he had been fatally shot by Libyan forces.
With sorrow for the loss of precious lives, we pray that the conflicts may end, with growing peace emerging as people of all nations choose the dignity and the freedom of harmonious lives.
Save our planet. UK commits to climate change package. British Energy Secretary Chris Huhne has revealed a plan for reducing the country's CO2 emissions 50% from 1990 levels by 2025, as well as changing energy sources. The United Kingdom would thus become the first country to commit to legally binding emissions reduction goals by 2020. Secretary Huhne emphasized the plan's economic as well as ecological benefits, as he stated it will generate jobs and export opportunities, maintain energy security, and protect our economy from oil price volatility. It's a framework, not just for action on climate, but for growth and prosperity. We applaud your eco-leadership, Your Excellency, and United Kingdom. May such green initiatives encourage many others towards one of similar benefit for our planet and all her inhabitants.
Save our planet. A report by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and non-profit Plan International reveals that children in developing countries are among the most vulnerable to climate change, with extreme weather being associated with increased diarrhea, low birth weight, and malnutrition.
Hello, viewers. I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, and I'm following a delicious plant-strong diet. I'm here with an environmental tip for conserving water when cooking. You can save a quarter more water by steaming vegetables instead of boiling them. This method also helps to retain nutrients. For example, steamed broccoli keeps 80% of its vitamin C, compared to only 33% when boiled. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In world news, Norway donates $40 million to Guyana for forest protection for 2011. The investment is part of a $250 million 2009 agreement between the countries to support the implementation of the Latin American nation's low carbon development strategy and to improve forest governance by 2015. Plans include increasing efforts to safeguard the country's rainforests and limiting greenhouse gas emissions to help halt climate change. Our profound appreciation, Norway. God bless your generosity. May all work together to preserve the precious forests, the lungs of our earth, for a flourishing future.
In education news, school buildings are inaugurated in northern Afghanistan. The country's Ministry of Education announced the opening of a 24-classroom building of girls' high school in the Nari Shahi district of Balkh province, a 6-classroom building in a girls' elementary school in the Qadiz district of Badghis province has also been completed. Our earnest thankfulness, Afghanistan, on your new facilities. May Allah grace the beautiful children of your nation with the best of learning opportunities and happiest of lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, Loving Hut in Australia is recognized for excellent food safety practices. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned for more supporting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, balanced news for a stable world. In veg news, Loving Hut in Australia receives a 5-star recognition. The fastest-growing global family of plant-based restaurants has been inspired and encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving vision of making delectable vegan food easily available and affordable. The Loving Hut Mount Gravatt in Brisbane has been awarded 5 stars by the City Council, which denotes excellent food safety practices. Congratulations, Loving Hut Mount Gravatt Brisbane, on your delicious and healthy fare. May all people discover the joys of the low-emissions vegan diet.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Eliza's Logic.
Eliza said to her father, "Dad, the girl who sits next to me in the class has a dress just like mine." So Daddy said, "So you want a new dress?" So Eliza said, "Well,
It would be cheaper than changing college.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm really grateful to you for your shows on Supreme Master Television. I have been using meditation techniques for several years, but these I have learned by myself. Could you help me to find better techniques? Kind regards, Mahsa from Cyprus.
Spiritual Mahsa, thank you so much for your heartfelt message. It is wonderful to hear that you are enjoying the programs on Supreme Master Television. The Kuan Yin method of meditation, contemplation of inner light and sound, as imparted by Supreme Master Ching Hai, is available free of charge. Please contact one of our association centers near you at godsdirectcontact.org. May heaven bless you on your divine journey home.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Deus abençoe, which means God bless in Portuguese.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. During a meeting in Brussels, Belgium, European Union ministers for social policy and employment agreed to act in advancing the integration of Roma minority into society by improving their access to education, employment, housing, and healthcare.
Indonesia Supreme Court commutes Australian Scott Rush's death sentence to life in prison, a decision commended by Amnesty International as a step toward the goal of abolishing capital punishment altogether.
The U.S.-based Peace Corps celebrates 50 years of service in 139 countries worldwide, with more than 200,000 volunteer participants thus far who have made contributions through programs that include education, HIV/AIDS awareness, agriculture, and business development.
A study of galaxies conducted by international astronomers going 8 billion years back in time has confirmed Einstein's original theory that the universe is comprised largely of dark energy, a mysterious force that explains the accelerating expansion of the universe.
The World Bank approves a $4.35 million donation to assist small farmers in Morocco with climate change adaptation measures and to build resilience for stable, sustainable agricultural growth.
The Norwegian People's Aid and Cambodia Mine Action Center worked together in clearing almost 300,000 square meters of cluster munitions from the Cambodian villages of Senche and Thumchi, restoring safe passage to the region.
In Jordan's capital city of Amman, CEOs and senior executives who are well-known figures in the community have volunteered to mop floors and serve food at restaurants as part of a campaign to highlight the dignity of all kinds of work.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.